This week, we're taking time to listen to some music we missed. Today, we go to rural Appalachia, to the small city of Cumberland, Maryland. It sits alongside Interstate 68, and it's where members of the band Cotton Jones, now in their mid-20s, grew up. Husband and wife Michael Now and Whitney McGraw are based in Georgia these days, but you can see their hometown when you hear their album, Tall Hours in the Glow Stream.
Sunbeams on the water. It comes to me like water on the day.
You're driving through mountains forever, and then you kind of break into this little bowl of a town. You know, just the rivers cutting through and the mountains and all those churches just kind of build in on the hillsides, and the speed limit drops to 40. So coming through on the highway, it's kind of like forces you to slow down and see what you're going through.
In Cumberland, there's a small bend of water off the Potomac River where Mike and Whitney used to go as teenagers. They call it the Glow Stream.
There's never a whole lot to do where we're from, so we just kind of spend our evenings sitting on a bank.
It's a specific place, sort of, but it's also much more than that. It's kind of a place that where when I go home, I just kind of go and absorb everything, like marinate in what like home means to me. The idea of the Glow Stream, even whenever I'm there, it feels nostalgic. I felt detached from memories for the first time, feeling uprooted from that place.
The band reconnects with home in songs like this one, Place at the End of the Street.
You said, take back this song, sing it for my family, call it what you want, but please remember who you're singing it to.
The line in there, take back this song and sing it for my family, always remember who you're singing it to. I think that's like, you know, it's sort of a love song telling my family that I love them, you know, like, how could I do that other than in a song?
Michael Now and his wife Whitney McGraw of the band Cotton Jones, originally from Cumberland, Maryland. And you can hear more at nprmusic.org.
How wide, how wide.